This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A federal jury has convicted a former Republican speaker of Ohio's House of Representatives on racketeering conspiracy charges in a $60 million bribery scheme. Former Speaker Larry Householder and former Ohio Republican Party Chair Matthew Borges, who was also convicted, face up to 20 years in prison for a scheme to accept bribes in exchange for ensuring the passage of a billion-dollar bailout for a nuclear energy company. The utility company First Energy Corporation previously agreed to pay a $230 million penalty for conspiring to bribe public officials and others. Beginning in March 2017, First Energy began making quarterly $250,000 payments to Householder's tax-exempt social welfare account named Generation Now. Householder then used that money to push Ohio's House Bill 6, a $1 billion bailout that saved two nuclear power plants operated by First Energy Corp. The money also was used to stop a citizen ballot effort to overturn the law. Millions of those dollars went to Householder's bid for speaker, to other Ohio State House candidates who supported him, and to his team's own pockets. Householder spent more than $500,000 to pay off his credit card balances, repair his Florida home, and settle a business lawsuit. The Ohio Republican Chairman Borges used about $366,000 for his own benefit and used another $15,000 to bribe an Ohio Republican operative for information on the number of signatures collected on the ballot referendum opposing the bailout bill. A water group is suing the Montana Department of Environmental Quality over their approval of a Big Sky subdivision, saying the development will worsen water quality in the already degraded Gallatin River. Upper Missouri waterkeepers filed a complaint in Gallatin County District Court in a lawsuit that claims the DEQ's environmental assessment failed to account for the cumulative effects of nutrient pollution on the Gallatin River. The Quarry Project subdivision, about 10 miles east of Big Sky Resort, is at the old gravel pit along U.S. Highway 191 and stands about 1,200 feet from the Gallatin River. The subdivision will include 136 units of single-family condos, 130 units for multi-family condos, and 11 commercial mixed-use buildings. The DEQ finalized an environmental assessment for the development earlier this month that said the subdivision would have no significant impacts to the area's water, soil, and air quality. According to the document, the subdivision's proposed 8 separate septic systems have nitrogen removal abilities that will discharge nutrients at a non-significant level, so the septic systems are exempt from otherwise required pollution permitting. But environmental groups point to the consequences of adding a new pollution source to the Gallatin before cleaning up existing pollution. Last June, the DEQ released a determination that the Gallatin River was impaired by algal blooms. The agency is creating a cleanup plan. Algal blooms are caused by excessive amounts of nutrient pollution from nitrates and phosphates going into the river. Human activities like discharging wastewater and overusing synthetic fertilizers put elevated levels of nutrients into the water supply, which eventually lead to prolific algae growth. That's a problem because algal blooms starve the surrounding water of oxygen, leading to widespread fish and bug die-offs and habitat degradation. By approving the quarry project, DEQ ignored its own impairment determination for the Gallatin, the waterkeeper lawsuit said. It's also ignoring a district court decision in 2022, which revoked a DEQ-authorized water discharge permit from another Big Sky development over pollution concerns. Waterkeeper is concerned about this case because it represents the restart of trying to build out Gallatin Canyon. The quarry project is the largest-scale development for the canyon proposed in the last 15 years. Approving more projects when the Gallatin River is already degraded is dangerous and ultimately will destroy the aesthetic values and world-class fishing that people moved here for in the first place, Waterkeeper said. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.